Well, a warm welcome along to this Sunday Manchester City update. And we start off with news on the future of a current City star who has hinted that he would be keen on a move to America. The player in question is Fernandinho, who you remember penned a one-year contract extension recently to take him through until the summer of 2021. Some reports suggesting that a move to MLS could be on the cards. When talking about his future, he said, "Me and my family are settled in Manchester. It's the nicest city. Everyone has their passion for the game and they love football. Since I was there, you can feel the love and respect from the fans." He admitted, though, "I miss my country, but at the end of the day, I'm doing my job. But I've thought about MLS. It's some offer I would consider for the future, for sure." Well, meanwhile, as we've reported recently, Peruvian teenager Cliveth Aguilar is a player who will be joining Manchester City in future, but it looks like it won't be anytime soon. He's 16 years of age, currently plays for Alianz Lima, who have agreed a deal with City to sign the right back. But they announced on their website over the weekend that he will only move on from them when he turns 18, which will be in May 2021. There is claims that he could be sent out to some of other City's football group teams in the meantime to get him some action. As I say, he's only 16 years of age at the moment, made his debut at senior level in November, and he could join the likes of either New York City in the US, Melbourne City in Australia, or Yokohama Marinos in Japan in order to get some first team action. But certainly the Peruvian under 17 international is one to watch for the future. Well, finally for the bulletin, Ilkay Gundogan has been talking about the impact that Pep Guardiola has had on him since he's been working with the City boss. He said, "It's not easy. He has high expectations for all of us, not just the midfielders, but the strikers, the goalkeepers and the defenders too. He has a plan just like all other managers, but I think the way he is always thinking about the game in such detail tactically, it makes it very tough and challenging for every individual. I see it as a challenge though, but it is something positive for me and I think I did quite well over the last few years." That's all for now. We'll have more later.